Blackstone presents Out of the Ruins, edited by Preston Grassman. This book is read by Alex Boyles, Chelsea Stevens, Heath Miller, Helen Lloyd, James Anderson Foster, and Kevin Kennerly.
Introduction by Preston Grassman. My earliest memory of a literary apocalypse was discovered in the remainder bins of a local bookstore. The Ruins of Earth, edited by Thomas M. Dish, with its emblematic cover of an egg-shaped world about to crack open, contained stories of ecological catastrophes and end-time scenarios that were so impressionable to my young mind, it might have been me emerging from that shell. But it was one story in particular that has remained with me through the years, Cage of Sand by J. G. Ballard. In that quintessential narrative, Ballard describes an abandoned Cape Canaveral inhabited by drifters of a lost space age where the old launching gantries and landing ramps reared up into the sky like derelict pieces of giant sculpture. That might have been the first time, in those early Golden Age years, that I realized that some kind of beauty can be salvaged from the relics of the past. I went on from there to read The Drowned World, High Rise, and Concrete Island before I found my way to other writers who could sing among the ruins. Many of them are in this book. In more recent years, I had the opportunity to attend an exhibition at London's Tate Gallery called Ruin Lust, derived from the German word Ruinenlust. It was filled with images of decaying structures, pieces of castle walls, the remnants of ghost towns and demolished buildings. I remember feeling a mix of dismay and nostalgia at first, but that soon gave way to that same sense of excitement that I'd felt when reading Ballard. Here was proof that whatever falls apart in our world can be turned into something new. The surreal photographs of Paul Nash or the abandoned London images of John Savage were about reimagining the world in the wake of destruction, not reveling in its end. They were about finding a way out, of transforming those Ballardian gantries and landing ramps into something of value. During that exhibition, I realized just how much scenes of ruin can traverse the present moment, pointing back in time while offering a glimpse of tomorrow, one where salvage and survival was and is possible. It wasn't that long ago.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?